Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Listeners, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the British Tech News Show. It is the 27th of April, 2021. We've got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, iOS users out there, did you look down? Yep, there it is, 14.5. Yep, the update that Facebook will just love, yeah, not really, is now hitting Apple devices. Now, of course, with the biggest feature in the new update, it now requires permission for advertiser device IDs. And hence, Apple says this will improve your privacy by limiting tracking. Other than the privacy side, there's also some nice features too, particularly all of us that are still wearing masks. Yeah, there's a lot of us out there. The new iOS update will now let you unlock your Face ID-equipped iPhone with your Apple Watch. Of course, you're going to need an Apple Watch, and as long as Apple Watch is running watchOS 7.4. 14.5 also has the redesigned podcast app, now with the paid subscription options. Plus, for you gamers out there, full support now for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X controllers. Well, it looks like your Spotify subscriptions might be going up. Yippee! Yes, according to Spotify, they are increasing the price of many subscriptions this week. This will be happening across Europe, including the UK, and the US as well. In fact, a lot of subscribers have already started receiving emails regarding this. Looks like mainly the changes will be affected by student plans, duo, and family plans across Europe and the UK. By the looks of it, though, the single Spotify premium subscriptions, yep, they won't be affected at all. As far as what we can see, the family plans, at least in the U.S., will be increasing by a dollar from $14.99 a month to $15.99 a month. However, though, at least in the U.S., duo, premium, and student pricings will remain the same. The biggest price hit? Yeah, it's going to be in the U.K. In the U.K., Spotify Student will increase £4.99 to £5.99 per month. Duo subscriptions will move from $12.99 to $13.99. And Spotify Family, $14.99 to £16.99 per month. You're ready for an immersive experience with Zoom. Yeah, they're rolling out a new video background feature on Zoom, calling it the Immersive View. Apparently, at least according to Zoom, it will make your video calls feel a bit more like you're in an office meeting. Yep, an office meeting in your pajamas anyways. Zoom says they're going to make this available for free and pro accounts, and will be available for meetings and webinars with up to 25 participants. Basically, what Immersive View does, it builds the virtual background features Zoom basically already has. But it will actually focus on actual placing meeting attendees in a realistic looking location. Zoom will automatically place attendees in a variety of built-in virtual scenes, you know, something like a boardroom or even an auditorium, to give everybody that sort of feeling, yeah, look, we're all in the same place. Yeah, not really. Zoom will, of course, resize attendees and move them around the scene. That way everybody fits in just nice and snug. Never thought I'd really say this, but kind of looking forward to the day where we can actually go to an actual board meeting room instead of a virtual one. How about you? Finally, for our U.S. listeners, if you're a YouTube TV subscriber and you own a Roku, you're not going to like this. Looks like the YouTube TV app could be disappearing from Roku. At least that's what a leaked email is telling us. Seems Roku might be calling on subscribers to reach out to Google to urge them so they can reach an agreement. Why? Well, because Roku is accusing Google of anti-competitive demands. According to Roku, Google is attempting to use its YouTube monopoly position to force Roku into accepting terms that will directly harm Roku and its users. Google is also demanding they want special access to consumer data, and for Roku to build a dedicated search result now for YouTube in the platform's interface, something that isn't sitting too kindly with Roku itself. Now, according to Google, they've been working with Roku in good faith to reach an agreement that will benefit our viewers and their customers. However, though, with this leaked email, it doesn't look like it's looking that way. Guess we're gonna have to wait the week out and see what happens, if YouTube TV will remain there or if it will just disappear like a fart in the wind. Have you got a a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website, located at BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by those fine folks over at TSO Host. Great, reliable web hosting. If you want some for yourself, check them out today, TSOHost.com. Find us, of course, on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our BTN community at our Slack room and join us today at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next couple of days. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.